Well, Nancy, I have done something that I have never done before in my life and never thought that I would do. And it all goes back to a trip to the hardware store last spring. What do you think of that?
So, what'd you do now, Stein?
De Groot came back with a free 2-inch tomato plant that she got at the hardware store. They were giving them away, and it got huge. They were Roma tomatoes, the kind you use for sauce, and it just kept producing and producing and producing. And we've been saving them as they ripened on towels in the crisper drawer in the fridge, and they kept just fine. And finally, this weekend, I had like about 10 or 11 pounds of them, boiled them up and ran them through the food mill and made a tomato sauce from them. And it was really good.
And now we can call you an artisanal tomato sauce maker.
That's right. I'm already growing a novelty beard, and I'll be getting my tattoo sometime this weekend. Anyway, it was good, and you could really tell the difference.
You could tell the difference from canned tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, the difference was very obvious. And I continued to make the sauce the way I always do. Now, I don't use canned tomatoes. I use tomato paste because I don't want those little tomato goobers. But in this case, I had milled the tomatoes through the food mill and down into a puree. So I did everything the way I always do when I'm making, you know, a red Italian-American sauce. Started off with minced carrots, onions, celery, anchovies, and garlic in olive oil, and some minced pancetta, can't leave that out. Sauteed that down to sort of a golden color. And then instead of adding paste, followed by chicken stock, I just added the tomato puree that I had just made. And so everything was the same except the tomatoes, and that made quite a difference, you could really tell. It was just a brighter, fresher flavor.
You know, I, too, have been so fortunate because, you know, I have the brownest thumb in the history of man. And no matter how hard I try, I can't grow things the way other gardeners grow. But tomatoes this summer in the Pacific Northwest, it was unbelievable. I grew not only the most delicious sun golds and sweet 100 cherry tomatoes, but I actually grew beefsteak tomatoes. And like you, it came as a gift, a plant that was a house gift. The beefsteaks were unbelievable. They were the best tomatoes that I've tasted in the Pacific Northwest in the last 25 years.
Well, I am so happy for you. The only thing now is I'm really revved over this, and I had so much fun with my new food mill. But now I guess we're going to have to wait for a year until I get another crop of tomatoes in, because from what I understand, if you buy the ones in the store, they're not so good as the homegrown ones, right?
Well, you know what, Stein? Here's what I think. Get yourself to a farmer's market. Find yourself some more great fresh tomatoes and stock up. Put it in the freezer. So in the middle of the winter, when you're just, you know, jonesing for a taste of this past glorious summer, you'll have it right there at hand.
You can do that? Just take tomatoes and freeze them?
No, I meant you could take tomatoes and make a whole batch.
Oh, okay. Are there still going to be some for a little while, or are we done with tomatoes? I'm surprised.
Oh, Stein. No. We still have plenty, and they're wonderful. I'm still harvesting ripe tomatoes. I still have enough semi-ripe and green tomatoes out there that I'm just dreaming and thinking that over the course of the next couple of weeks, I'm going to still get some red ripe tomatoes out of there.
Well, then that's what I'm definitely going to do, because my tomatoes are about done. I'll definitely check out the farmers markets here in Tacoma and get some more good sauce tomatoes and whip up another batch so that I can have some in the winter. That'll be fun. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
I say artisanal.
Listen, I'm Dick.
And he says artisanal.
Stein.